And now, the Goldbergs. A man is what people think he is most of the time, but the man Molly's helping seems to have as many aspects as a chameleon. Mr. Edward Way has just been released from prison, where he was sent because of an extensive fraud which he practiced. And yet, the Goldbergs just learned from a woman who worked for Way that Way had good qualities, too. However, no one in Lastonbury knows of the good things in Way's past, and they refuse to deal with him in business. And so Molly's doing her best to straighten out affairs. One affair seems to be, well, beyond straightening, and that's the fact that Dr. Cater Jr. is jealous of Orianne's interest in Way and her partnership with him. It leads to a little trouble today. Listen.
Is your mother home, Sammy?
Sit down, Dr. Cater. Well, if she isn't, she just stepped out for a few minutes. Oh, I think she's over at Martha's. Is there anything I can do, Dr. Cater?
No. It's just something I have to do. I made a rather awkward faux pas, and my ears are still burning. You know me. Mr. Way's cook, who was here...
Yes?
Well, she was sitting here, and I was here, and I didn't know who she was. The telephone rang. I answered it, and it was Mrs. Leland. And then... Well, hang it, I said something about Mr. Way. It was very silly. This woman jumped down my throat. Of course, it was really stupid of me, and I'm sorry.
Well, I didn't hear anything about that. You know, Mrs. Nolan cooked for Mr. Way a long time ago, before he went to prison.
So I gathered, among other things.
Yeah, he was swell to her. He sent her son through college.
How noble.
Well, shows that Way had his good points. He even sent the gardener's son to college.
Well, no one could be as black as the newspapers painted Way, not even the devil himself.
Pa?
Pa? Well, Ma?
She'll be in soon.
How are you, Dr. Cater?
Fine, thank you.
Take my coat, Timmy, please. Wonderful brisk weather we're having, eh? Makes me feel like a new man. Cigar, Doctor?
Not before my dinner, thank you.
Are you stopping with us?
No. I'm just waiting to see Mrs. Goldberg.
She's evidently busy counting Mr. Way's baby cheeks that came this morning.
No, she's over at Martha's, Pa. I think she's arranging to rent Martha's chicken house until Way has his ready.
Leave it to your mother. And since his cook was here and told about Mr. Way's good qualities, there is no hold to Mrs. Goldberg's ambition.
That's so.
He was evidently a generous man.
Very.
Leaving out of the question his unfortunate experience with the law, he was evidently a fine man. Kind, good-natured, charitable. It's a good thing to know. It restores immense faith in human nature. After all, the law can make mistakes, too. It's not infallible.
Well, that's right. It's not infallible. But then it's hardly ever wrong.
Hello.
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 Hello, Dr. Cater. Mama said that she'd be right in. And you'll have to help me with the dishes tonight, Sammy.
Yeah, why?
Because Mama has a meeting.
What kind of a meeting? That class was last week.
She's going to tell the women a few things about Mr. Way that they ought to know and that they don't know.
Yes?
Do you know that Mr. Way founded a nursing home in the town in which he lived and that he gave thousands of dollars to different organizations and that he sent kids through school and made a fund from which people could borrow money without even paying interest? And Mama wants the people who don't like Mr. Way to know that. Are you going to help me with the dishes, Sammy?
I'll help you, Rosalie. New Dr. Cater? Does the apple fall far from the tree? Like daughter, so mother.
James, you home with us?
Yes.
I'm sorry to be detained. I'm sorry to be late. I was just by Martha Wilberforce arranging everything. How do you do, Dr. Cater?
Good evening.
Glad to see you. Good evening. I'm so busy and I'm so excited. I'm calling a meeting. I'm calling a meeting with everybody in Lastonbury. That's why I'm so busy. Say, darling, I want you to come also. Don't make faces. But don't turn around. I want you to come also, Dr. Cater. Could you come? If you could come, Dr. Cater, you don't know what happened here yesterday. Mr. Way was in the yard. He was carpentering the day, little David. And Rosalie came home from school. I was in the house, unfortunately. It's a good thing maybe I was in the house, because if I had heard it with my own ears, I don't know what would be. They were standing in the yard. The children came home from school, and they howled after Mr. Way. How does it feel like to be in prison? No, Rosalie came in. She cried her eyes out. It's good I wasn't. That's why I'm calling the meeting, Dr. Cater. That's why I want you to come, Jay, darling. That's why I want you. Maybe your papa would come also. All right. Don't have to give me an answer now, Dr. Cater. Think about it. I wish you could come. I am cordially inviting you, Dr. Cater. Please. Mr. Ray mustn't know. Jay, darling, And I must tell Rosalie also. Mr. Ray mustn't know about the meeting. It's too bad, but a man is usually present when bad things are said about him. When good things are said, he's usually absent, or he's dead, or he's far away in the beyond. Unfortunately, even Julius Caesar. What was the poem you used to read when you was in 4B2? Mm-hmm. What? Julius Caesar.
Oh,
what?
Mark Antony's speech.
Mark Antony's speech. How did it end up, Mark Antony's speech?
Well,
I came to bury you, what?
I came to bury Caesar, not to praise him.
I came to bury Caesar, not to praise him. I'm going to praise Mr. Ray, not to bury him. The village people are trying to bury him. I'm going to go to praise him. See? That's the difference. That's what I'm going to do. The good, how else? The good is often what?
The evil that men do lives after them. The good is often interred with their bones.
The good is often interred in bones. That I'm going to make that speech. That speech I'm going to make. Does Dr. Caden know, Samuel? Does Dr. Caden know? Did you tell him, Jake? Mr. Ray sent the cook's son and the gardener's son to college. Did you tell Dr. Caden how he founded charities and he gave money to any help? How one boy is a priest now and how one is an engineer and how he gave scholarships and he gave prizes and he had nursing homes and he built houses without interest? Tell Dr. Caden. Please tell Dr. Caden, please.
Yes. Warm the soup?
You didn't warm the soup yet? Surely if I've got soup for supper, I'm going to eat it cold. It's cold, Dolly. Of course, excuse me. Dr. Cater, do you want to dine with us?
No. No, thank you.
Dr. Cater, will you excuse me, please?
Certainly. Whew. Mr. Way is improving from hour to hour.
Well, you got to admit that these things throw a different light on everything he's done.
As a practicing psychologist, nothing surprises me.
Well, as a practicing ordinary person, I'm surprised. And I'm glad to know my mother was right from the very beginning.
Good evening.
Hello.
Come in.
Oriane, Ma.
Oh.
Hello. You look tired.
I am.
Yes, Ma.
Can I see you momentarily, dear? Are you staying for supper, Dr. Cater?
Oh. Yes. Thank you.
Excuse me.
Been working at the chicken business all day?
Yes. And I told some of those stupid people about Mr. Way.
How he was good to his gardener's son?
Yes.
And the cook's son?
Yes.
And the scholarships and the nursing home and the other great charities?
Don't you think they're important?
Oh, I do. I think they entitled Mr. Way to be called Saint Way. The good Saint Way, the kind Saint Way.
You're not very sympathetic, are you?
Oh. I am. I'm so happy to learn that he's a saint at heart. Yes, indeed. Of course, when we think about it, it was just a slip of the hand when he stole that money from the poor.
Excuse me.
No, please. Now, please, come back, Oriane. Listen to me. Now, don't be silly. Now, just consider the fact. The good things Wade did were done with money. He paid for this and he paid for that. It was guilt money. Because the money he used for charity was money he stole. Money he took from poor people. But don't you see, it was a cheap form of insurance that didn't pay off. Oriane, I'm sorry, I can't agree. The $50,000 paid to a cook makes up for $500,000 stolen from 500,000 cooks.
Perhaps there's another explanation of it.
If you want to make one, I suppose you'll find it.
And if you want to believe the worst, you can find it.
No. Can't you see? I'm looking at the facts.
Tell me, Dr. Cater, what do you have against Mr. Way?
I don't like chickens.
Well, Dr. Christopher Cater, Jr. is acting like a junior because of his jealousy and love for Oriane. And he's not helping himself with this attitude, either.